We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomei Hilchos Tzitzis. We begin Siman Yud. Dinei Kanfos Hatalis, the corners of the Beged. Sif Aleph. Talish Ein La Arba Kanfos Ptura. If there are not four corners on the clothing, then it is exempt from Tzitzis. Yesh La Yosar Mi Arba Chayeves. If it has more than four, then it is obligated in Tzitzis. Osa La Arba Tzitzios Ba Arba Knafeh HaMurchaka Zo Mizo Yosar. You do not, however, put five strings, sets of eight strings on each corner. Rather, you only put it on four of the corners. Which corners? The four that are farthest from each other. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that you choose the four that are farthest from each other is because that is the most nicker, it is the most recognizable that it is on four corners. Why is it that if it has less than four, it is exempt? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Gemara, Al Arba Kanfos Kesuscha, which the Sifri says, Arba Velo Shalosh. It means four and not three. But more than four, five, six, seven, we include from Asher Tichaseh. So whether it be five, six, or seven corners, they're always going to be obligated. It's just that you only put it on four of the corners, the ones which are farthest from each other. The Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some Rishonim who do exempt a beged which has more than four corners, and therefore it is better not to do this l'chatchila. The Prima Gadam says that even according to those who exempt it, therefore what's going to happen according to that is that an hour begadim of tzitzis, so our talis kadam, they have the place for the neck to put your head through in the middle. So if that's rounded, so then it's not going to have the extra corners. But if that area is not rounded, rather it is cut off, and therefore the neck area does appear to have an extra two corners in it, so this might be a problem. You might say then that this would have six corners instead of four. So the Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Prima Gadim, as long as the majority of the width of the beged or the length of the beged is closed, meaning the majority of it is not open with the neck hole, so then it is not considered to be corners and it would not be obligated in tzitzis in those corners. And so on most of our begadim that we use for tzitzis, that's going to be the situation. Even if it's not a rounded neck hole, even if it is corners, it's usually going to be the majority of the length or width of the beged will be closed and not open, so it will not be an issue. Siv Beis, Yesh La Arba, if there were four corners, V'chasach Echad Ba'alachson V'asol Shnayim, and you cut one of the corners diagonally such that it now created two corners instead of the one corner which existed, Hare Naseis Balas Chamesh V'chayavis, it becomes five, and now it remains Chayav with those five corners instead of the four corners. The Poskim point out that you can't just, if you cut it a little bit, so that's not really considered to have created five corners, it needs to be that you have cut it a certain shear, whether it be gimel tfachim or something of that nature, so that it is recognizable that it becomes two corners instead of remaining that one corner. This is what the Bach says, that if you cut it a little bit, it's not going to be actually five corners. Siv gimel. Kafal karnos taliso gsharmo tfarim v'doma ki'ilu kitzan v'ein la knafos aval pikein lo niftura. If you fold over the corners and you tie them up or you sew up those corners such that it appears that there is no longer a corner there, it's still obligated in tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says because we assume that at some point you're going to untie them, because if you didn't want the corner there, then you would have cut it off. The fact that you didn't cut it off and you just rolled it up, folded it up, sewed it up, etc., shows that you are planning on undoing it, and therefore it remains obligated like regular tzitzis, and you'd be able to put tzitzis on the regular way on such a beged. Sif Dalet. Tal shabeged uknafel shal or chayeves he shal or uknafel shabeged ptura. If the beged itself was made out of appropriate material, which is chayev and tzitzis, and you added on the corners made out of leather, it is still chayev because we go baser ikar a beged. We go based on what the majority of the beged is, and here it's clearly a piece, which a material which is chayev. He shal or uknafel shal beged. If the majority is made out of leather and a corner is made out of the part which is chayiv in it, that's exempt, because like we said, we go baser the ikar beged, and that's what the ikar beged is. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's not the beged and the corner, rather, the majority of the beged is a certain material, and the minority is a different material, we always go based on the majority. And even if the minority has enough of a shear to be chayiv, we still always go based on the majority. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Poskim point out that there are those who say that a Yarei Shamayim should be Machmir not to put himself in a situation where he has part of a Beged one material and part another, because even though we say in general we go Basar Ikar or Beged, there are some opinions who say that you go based on what the kaf is, including the Kaf HaChaim, that you go based on what the Kanaf is, the corner material, so therefore it is best to have a Beged which has the Beged and the corners made out of the same materials. Siv Hei, Hayula Shalosh Shnafos, Asavam Shalosh Tzitzios. If you had a Beged which had three corners, and you put three sets of strings on those three corners, even though it wasn't obligated. Veshuv Asala Knafervi, and then you made a fourth corner on that Beged, Vasagambo Tzitzis, and you put Tzitzis on it. Psula, that is not kosher Tzitzis, Mishum Tasav Lomana Asu, because the rule is that you have to have the four corners on there before you put the Tzitzis on. You have to have a Beged that is chayv and tzitzis before you put the tzitzis on. If you had a Beged that was not chayv and tzitzis, such as three corners, and you put tzitzis on it, and then the Beged became chayv because you put a fourth tzitzis corner on, then that is pasul. However, so what you need to do is you need to remove the strings and put them back on. You can leave the strings that you put on that fourth corner, because once the fourth corner was created, the Beged was then chayv. So the strings that you put on the fourth corner will be okay. You would only need to take off the strings from the other three corners, which were put on when it was not yet chayv, and therefore those tzitzis are psula. If you had a talus which was kosher, and then you rounded off one of the corners, and then you fixed it, so most poskim say that that's going to be a problem. You would need to take off the tzitzis and put them back on, since there was a point where it was no longer chayv. When it becomes chayv again, that is tasalamina asuli. But the Tshuvas Maril says that's not called a psul, since when it was created behechsher. The tzitzis were put on in a kosher fashion, and then it lost its kosher status. When it returns to its kosher status, that's fine. And he brings a raya from a sukkah, which was a kosher sukkah, and then you cover it with a beged or something like that, so it becomes pasul, because it doesn't have the kosher schach anymore. When it's removed, that's not a problem of tasav lomana asui. As long as it was done bekashrus, we say, according to the Tshuvas Maril, that you'll be fine.